פרק שלישי הלוך הבית נשכת מהתרשום אין לו פין תלומה שכסף מעצר מפני שהוא ממעט באכילתו you cannot buy תלומה for you yourself to eat it using כסף מהתרשום because if you do that you can possibly be mastered the mahasera because if you bought it you bought food you can invite anybody in before the stuff you know gets rough and so on and there'd be no problem to be mastered it but over here only a kohen is going to be able to eat it and that leaves more room of coming with date tzul this is the concept of they may be in question in date tzul so there's something that would have normally been eaten for shnei yomim v'laylacha to bring it as a, in a way in which it's only going to be able to be eaten even on that part you can't do it. Yeah. But still, he's being reminded. Rabbi Shimon was here. Rabbi Shimon holds the club, even the kachim. Rabbi Shimon holds we're not mocked and bringing kachim over the top. Amala and Rabbi Shimon, and Hekel, the Yifrei Shlamim, should be dealing with a pigo, the ninth of the comet, Moneko, the Truma. The Torah itself said to buy Shlamim, the Ketamaisis, right? Not after Shlamim, not after Shlamim. So then what does that mean? It means that the Torah is saying, buy something, I mean, buy something, we got a problem of people. We got a problem of mice. We got a problem of Shlamim. Like, who's going to be able to eat this thing? How am I going to be able to eat this thing? The Torah is telling you, that's what I want you to do to test the mice. Are you crazy not to be able to buy Shlamim? So there's no comparison. So obviously the Torah is not mocked at all. You're being made to be dead. So, on the low, they said to Rabbi Shimon, Ma lo hekel b'zifrei shlamim, shekein mutarim b'zarim. Wait one sec. We're not chayish because over there, zifrei shlamim, you've got a lot of people. Fine, you're right. It's going to be bolidei mosa. But on the other hand, it's got 100 times as many people that can eat it. To make sure it won't be bolidei mosa. Mashenkin, if I come now for truma, neko b'truma shalat zura l'zarim, that should be the most important point. Because in truma, since it's a zura l'zarim, it's much more likely to come through date tzul. Tony, now the brighter... Whatever will happen. Whatever happens to Tosso. Right, sure. Find somebody in the truma, that's a portion. Tani, shelo yavo mideitzo. The reason we don't want to bring it is because we're afraid that it's going to become mitzah. Meaning what? Not mideitzo. When you say mitzah, what kind of psul do you mean? I'm ready on that. She mitzah, but psul yom. Look, I mean, since it's possible for tuna to affect truma in ways that will not affect maizushen. So now, let's say a psul yom. A psul yom is possible truma, but doesn't possible horn, right? Which might say the same thing of horn. If you now buy truma using kesef ma'aser sheni, then if chulyom touches it, will become mitzvah. That's what it means. So la'ochlo eina at yocho shutamei dvar Torah. What would you do then? You can't go ahead and eat it because it's lo achalti b'tamei. You're not allowed to eat it. That's when you're right. Lifdoto eina at yocho. Now, on the other hand, what are you going to do? You're going to go ahead now and be pota it. Because now you can be part of my Tushani Shinitma Birushalayim. But maybe you're right, huh? It's really not Tuma, because Tuyom actually doesn't pass on my sir. You see, so you got now a problem. So the you see? You understand now why it's going to bring it with it so? And ma'al m'mayet be'akilato, the Mishnah when it says m'mayet be'akilato, what is that? I mean, the bride said a time shlo yovid b'detsu. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah says shlo yovid be'akilato. Well, that's obvious. Truma is a sura lezor, the Mashiach is mutter lezor. Truma is a sura b'tvuyon, the Mashiach is mutter b'tvuyon. Forget about being metame. And the question is how many people are around to eat it? If once it's truma, even if the guy's going, he may not be able to use it to do if he's a truma. So you're certainly being mamayat. Well, Hashem, shum mamayat biachilato. Now, just in the same way that he's being mamayat now, in the achila itself, kachum mamayat biachilato. So now he's going to be mamayat now also in the achila of the truma itself. you could say, right? And it goes in both directions, because truma is mutar's la'onim. Remember the certain things that you're destroying about the truma. There's no issue for non eating truma, but there's an issue for ma'aserani to be eaten. It says la'chalti banim imenu. So you can be mamayit now the achiyah of the truma too. Ma'aser sheni aser la'onim. Truma, furthermore, truma einat una mechitza. You can eat truma anywhere. You, and of course, there are many more people that could eat it. Ma'aser sheni ma'aser sheni. You can only eat in Yerushalayim. And therefore, from both directions, you're going to be bringing the truma to the day, so you're going to be making it. So how should we allow you to do this? And indeed, we found the halacha that in the brayta says the feirish, and that it's in both directions. That's not true. Right? The there are concerns with the meister. Our concern has all three because of the truma. Just as much damage to the truma as it is to the meister. Come, in lochim shmiyah, because of Meister Sheni, here too, if you buy something from shmiyah, you're going to be mamay bachiyotah because of beer. Like this, you would have been able to eat it for however. And now that you bought it kedusha shmiyah, and now you're a problem. On Rabbi Yossi, it says Rabbi Yossi, that's the part. That, lechor is the machlokas, it depends on machlokas, because if you hold, according to Rabbi Shimon, then the Rabbi Shimon says in our mission that we're not chayish to be made in the day school, so then this price should also be against Rabbi Shimon, right? Because I mean, what's the problem over here? The only problem is the possibility of maybe the day school. And Rabbi Shimon said, I don't care about maybe the day school. It's pure. F is not a beer. He said, that's not a problem. And he said, no, it's not a problem. He said, oh, beer is not a problem. That's a good point.
Right?
And what if I don't? Right, and everybody, not everybody holds that also. Rabbi Yonah says no. That's the Riyako. Everybody is Modi. He's only arguing in the Mishnah. The reason he's arguing is because the Ochrei Truma is reasoning. He holds that Truma is not really a problem. So once somebody's eating Truma, he's very careful to finish it up, and he's very careful not to make it Kame and so on. That doesn't bother
him.
Yeah, but psul, mamish psul. Here it's mamish psul because it's psul halacha. That's something my mind is mam. It can actually become psul. Right, so over there.
Does
mam beer could become psul? The truma is unlikely to become psul. Somebody's eating shviyas, he's not masked particularly. What does he know? The people eat truma, no.
That's okay.
Now, therefore, they're going to be mocked. So Rabbi Chuya, he had an interesting kasha on this. He said like this. Omer Rabbi Yonah, divrei hakohi, vatanina, yitzarvu bibachorot, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im chaburat kohanim yocheru, vataniyo Allah, Yochu kachamur shebehem. So now the question of here was the carbon pesach gets mixed up now with bechor. So he finds Rabbi Shimon, if the people that own this pesach were kohanim, should they be able to eat a bechor also? So therefore they should go ahead now, shef the carbon pesach and eat it, as opposed to the chachamim who said no, you have to wait until it gets a moon. Sell it, use its money now to buy either if it's in time, or if not, to buy a shalom. Rabbi Shimon says, eat it like Chomer Shabbat.
As
a Chomer Pesach, but it's not eaten with Shnei Yomi and Velayla, like a Bechor is. Right? Don't forget, you're being Mamayat, Manachi Wasser, so Chatzor, it's eating as a Pesach. And also, you have to go ahead as the Balei Chabura and so on. See, he holds that that's no problem of coming they bake up through, right? Now over here, no, I haven't checked it yet if I'm waiting for that moon. Here he's saying, go ahead and check it. Go ahead and check it, man.
Right, but if the other is the alternative, it would be
released to So now over here, Bechor, what are we talking about? We're talking about a Bechor. You said that he holds that he's only mocked, he normally would be mocked. And maybe in crushing the base of soul, except that he says that the truma is different. Here it's not negiah truma. Says the Gemara commandment, same thing. Also it's talking about also the reason for okay truma. That's the same thing. And we're not marked about that. But we'll finish it quickly. Pray about the Papa who can I'll prove it to you. That of course there's been a reason there to exactly the same way. The Panina. Ain Solim Basar Basal Besa Elikadei Shinit Solum Iba Ojon. We said some by Shabbat that our law is you're not allowed to put up on the barbecue Basar Basal and Besa unless it's enough time Erev Shabbat that it should be completely finished. Because we're afraid maybe you'll play with the barbecue, right? You'll be caught to be cholik, and you'll cause it to be cooked. Nonetheless, the halacha is the tanina, mishal shalim et apesach matanurim kasher. You could put down your carbon pesach into a tanur, and we're not afraid over there. Maybe you'll be caught to be cholik. Why? Must be because in a matzah, we're eating your carbon pesach. Your whole sense of awareness is indifferent. You become a zari. You're careful. So you see that we're not marked. When I said, obviously, in this case also, we would assume that people that are eating the carbon pesach will finish it quickly. And there's reason, and they're not going to be in the temple, so there's no problem. All right, so therefore, we have no reason to doubt the distinction that Rav Yonah is making between a case of reason and a case of being maybe next to with non-reason. Rav Yoshua and Rav Yonah, if I go ahead now and I want to be part of something that I had been magdish itself directly, so over there that's called hegdish rishon, and I have to find the violin. I have to go ahead and I have to now pay my extra chomesh as the violin. However, if I had already been mechalal this behema on another behema because it had a moon. Right? So I said, okay, so let's now take the Kedusha and be mechalal it onto this. Derech Chilul, of course, it's muti. Now a mum falls in the second animal. That's called Hegdesheni. Hegdesheni, there's no din of the bialim being mostly chomesh. I'm Rav Elazar, it's funny case. Says Rav Elazar, well, it's indeed, the Baisa points out, in ba behima hatmea ufada be'erkecha. So the Bryce explains, let's come in the behemat me'ah. So there it says, Ufada v'arkecha v'yotif hamisha salalav. So we dash ma behemat me'ah. You said that she's chilat hegdesh. Obviously, a behemat v'tmea by definition, it can only be chilat hegdesh. Because there's no real kedushin from the kedushin of Bami. It can't have been made hegdesh directly, then I was b'chalavit. So too, so there you must have chomish, because that's where the Torah says the other chomish is saying Allah. Of course, with chilat hegdesh, most of chomish. So too, anything else which is chilat hegdesh, even a behemah tahora, that be with kedush maguf, I'm most of chomish only the first time around. So now, Kevin Fuhr bar Yathir, the Judah, the Shemra, the Tamanya, Shlamim, Shalakhan, the Kesav Maisav. Now, I use now, Kesef Meiser to buy the Shlomim, which is the Morin. Kumamu Ukodyan Masi Kodesh. You shouldn't think that since over Yilachat Chilai had the Kedusha of Kedusha's Meiser, and now I went ahead and I was Machal the Kedusha's Meiser on this carbon, so that's the equivalent of Hegdashim. Because now it's the second level of Kedusha from the Kedusha of the Mos, Yilachat Chilai. And therefore you'll say, based on what we just learned, that I, as the Bible, don't have to be emotive homage. So I'm coming along to say that Legabi the Shalomim, since it's Hegdash Rishon vis-a-vis the Shalomim, so you know, it's all very nice in terms of the Maitre Sheni, I don't have to be emotive homage. But in terms of the Shalomim, I do have to be emotive homage. The Chubach, here by Yehuda, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Shalomim Shalakhan Midmei Pesach, V'humamut, Upadyan also mostly promised. Shalacha is that if you had money that was left over, so let's say you had either that there was a moon in the carbon pesach and now you had to sell it, right? Use this money now to buy a carbon shalom. If it's been into the carbon pesach or money for carbon pesach, once pesach is over, once the zman of pesach is over, it's to be used for shalom. The pesach shalom is mano, shalom imhu. And you might think over there that since this is only a secondary use of the money, it's called ekashim, and now it's now this carbon gets a mum. So now it's considered to be hegdashini. Hamash malam, that even in such a case, you would have to be most economic. I'll review them. Chada surcha, the chada lo surcha. Look, the two things that you just quoted over here, the shame Rabbi Hanina, very interesting things. One of them I need to know is a kiddush. One of them is so obvious that there's no need to have said it at all. And I'll explain to you, says Rabbi Mano, what Rabbi Yudin was referring to. Rabbi Yudin, Pesach Torah, the case of, the second case over here, do I use the kesef of Pesach to buy a shlomim? Yes. That case is certainly a kiddush. But the case of shlomim that I bought with kesef Maaser Sheni, they're lo tzurcha, obviously. Why should it be considered the hegdash sheni? Shlomim, well, I would have thought that the kedusha of shlomim is a type of kedusha that came from Maaser Sheni. Pesach of shlomim, of course it really is. It's a carbon. I took one carbon, I used the money, and I bought another carbon. I mean, that sounds like a typical hegdash sheni. But why would I think that taking money of Maaser Sheni was a totally different issue? That now, because I used Maaser Sheni to buy a carbon, that makes it hegdash sheni. Because it's a vague notion that there's a kedusha in Maaser Sheni. It has nothing to do with mammon that belongs to Hegdash or anything. It has nothing to do with a carbon. It sounds to me like, you know, it's a chop. But it really wasn't necessary to say. So there, I kind of, that there you can say by the Pesach, Shalot Omar, Holo, Pesach, Mishtana, Hashem, Shlomim, to Hegdash Echadu. And they don't lose the carbon. You could say that since the original carbon method itself, let's say I lost the carbon, I now find the carbon, and the carbon is in perfectly good shape. I have to be Makalit, I'm bringing it to Shlomim. So since over here I didn't need to be Makalit, because we're talking about it was Mumam, right? And I went now and I have now the money, so now I go buy a Shlomim after Pesach. So you might think that's the same as having the original carbon be a Shlomim, and now being Makalit at Shlomim or buying another Shlomim. And that's not very reasonable.
Did you get
them all? No, if I used one shlomim, if I buy another. I wouldn't be able to promise. So here I could say the same thing. It's all like one hegdash, the ain't no to promise. That's the point. What are we up to here? And where did we start? No. We started.
Well, actually,
we did. I'm saying, but we didn't finish it. Okay, fine. No, I was thinking, should we get up an exhibition or not? Now, says Rabbi Huna, according to Rabbi Shimon, time to Rabbi Shimon holds the halal that you cannot make a tamura twice. In other words, having once made a tamura, you can't go ahead and be maimer because of a maimer. So that's similar to this halacha, right? So you can't now lechora make a secondary hegdash if you already made a secondary hegdash. But in this case, when it comes to the shlomi, he would say the omar ein pesach oset tumura v'shoneh ve'nirvo. In the case, according to that Rabbi Shimon, if you went ahead now. When something, let's say a normal carbon Pesach, you would not be able to go ahead, make a tamura, and now make a second tamura, right? Because it's already would be hegdash sheni. Odeilu Pesach, if it was still a Pesach though, maimer though, then you should be able to be maimer in it because you haven't yet been makal. Same logical thing we're using here. You haven't yet been makal the original carbon Pesach. So if while it was still a carbon Pesach, you were maimirbo, of course, the yitzur, and now it becomes now a shlomi. He holds, therefore, you could be chozer maimirbo because that's a different kedusha. Because a pesach has in it a double kedusha. So therefore, even though the shlomi comes from the kayach of a carbon pesach originally, it doesn't matter because it's called kedusha acheres. That's the same logic that you're using over here. You're saying, even though the maitai used money that had once been a carbon, which carbon? Carbon pesach. And I went ahead and I bought a shlomim with it, right? So that's not considered to be hegdash sheni. But this it would have been the same carbon, it would have been hegdash rishon. So if that's the case, I'm saying if you went ahead and were meimir, which is lamaisa, is off, obviously, but it will be tight. That's now the other carbon, there'll be a shortage. So now it's considered to be like a brand new kedusha, because before it was better, now it's shortage. Now this is the first time. And therefore, I would say that you can now go ahead and be maimerit again. Very big kiddush. Amalei Rebbe Mona, says Rebbe Mona, below the Muye Yadir, Rebbe Medame Lo. We know this already, because we said, we saw already in the original halakha, when Rebbe Shmuel Bachir was quoting Rebbe Chanina, that he was essentially saying that Pesach and Shlomim are considered to be two completely different issues, and he compared it to our din of Hadashani. So it's Rechora exactly the same principle that we have over here. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, say that if you had bought the Shlomim, let's consider, you go ahead, you use your Keter Meiser, and you buy Shlomim. Shlomim Shalakom Keter Meiser Shem. Now, they were Humamu, and I went ahead and I was quoted them. So, Ein Chozrim L'Kamot Shehayu L'Yasor Sheni, what's the din over there? The money now that you have, that you're quoted, is it Meiser Sheni money or not? You went ahead and you had bought Shlomim with Kesef Meiser Sheni. The din is that the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni became now the Kedusha of the Shlomim, and I don't have the consideration of the value of the Meiser Sheni in it anymore. Because I did what I should have done. I was told that I could buy this with it. I bought it with it. That we saw before, there's an Indian of completion. That's the completion. The Torah says, if it's about the Shlomim, fine, that's what I did. So there's no longer any need for me to worry about the value of the Kesef of the Meiser Sheni in it at all. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Elah, both quoting Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar Shlomim Shalakam and Kesef Meiser Sheni, Prof, of the Kedush of Meiser, as we just said, but Shruma Shalakam and Kesef Meiser, Lo, Prof, of the Kedush of Meiser, he may hold that there's a difference between the... We saw this earlier in the beginning of the sector. So according to that, Mishnah Shoveret. In other words, Lechora, the Mishnah itself, is a problem on this issue, to say that it still has the halakha. Because Neshiva Davar Shepakar Mena Kedushas Meiser, Al Davar Shalotakar Mena Kedushas Meiser, we said that Rabbi Shimon himself in the Mishnah was Mechalek between the Kula of Zipei Shlomi. So, right. I mean, he brought a riot from the Kula of Zipei Shlomi. If you're saying that the moment that you bought Zipei Shlomi on it, that's the primary usage. But by Shluma, it's not the primary usage. Rabbi Shimon was talking nonsense. In Heikel, the Torah was making to buy a shlom. Of course, the Torah was making to buy a shlom for heaven's sake. At that point, it's Prokham and Menachadish and Maithas, and there's no problem being with Maya Fakirasa. But according to you, who say no, it's only Prokham by Shlom and not by Shlom. So what's Rebbe Shimon making a fool of himself? They should have just said to Rebbe Shimon, what's the matter with you? In Amr of the Kedush of Shlomim, she came back from the Medicadish of Meister. Yomer of the Truma Shalom, back from the Medicadish of Meister. I mean, that's the obvious China. So how can Rabbi Shimon have possibly made a Kavah Chomer and nobody even pointed out to him that it's a problem? So, I mean, how can you go ahead now and say that the difference between the case of the Shlomim and the other case? So would you be nation? Meaning, would you bring a riot from Shlomi, where there is no Kedushas Meiser, to the case in the Mishnah of Truma, where there is a Kedushas Meiser? That's just unbelievable. Bachrona Amar, but others say, also quoting the same Adiyamri, that the Mishnah is not Shavar. That Lech Hara Amra Meshim and Davisha Pakam and Kedusha, Kedushasa Davisha Lo Pakam and Kedushasa. Shehu Omer Lo Avadta Kedushato Alfila Achat. It is not true that it's bringing a raya from one thing to another. Why? Because he can say that the halacha of Tekiyas Kedushas Meiser in buying a shlomim, that itself is not considered to be a hetzer. Because since you put a different kedusha on it, it's not a problem, right? The problem only is that it'll be bought l'zei p'sul. Okay? the sins of the brother, they still, that part is indeed absent. So I'm saying, forget about the technicality. I understand the technicality. But let's look at the bottom line. The bottom line is that the Torah was not mocked about the fact that I'm using tests of Maitre Sheni in a way that ends up being mocked the Maitre Sheni from Akhila, correct? And so you say that, and it will end up that there being no Kedusha at all. It's possible for me to have no Kedusha in it at all, right? If I'm mocked it, it'll become thoughtful, it'll become completely valuable. That's all I'm saying. If the Torah was mocked by Shlomi, even though in the end it could become and lose all of its Kedusha, something called Shame by Truma, where over there it's not going to lose all of its Kedusha. I can include this in the argument. By the Truma, nothing's going to happen. All that's going to happen is you're going to be Mamayat in it, right? So Frakaris, I think it's even a bigger riot. If the Torah allows you to be Maskia, the Kedusha might be in such a way totally, and you may end up blowing the whole thing. So it's a Koshkin in a case where not being Maskia, the Kedusha's Maitre.
Why not?
Because you're saying that Kedusha Maitre isn't Mufka on Truma. It's just added to the Truma. No. That, you can't go wrong with that. I'm including that in the argument. You're saying that somehow this Sakia of the Kedusha is a solution. I'm saying just the opposite. If the Torah is going to allow you to be Maskia, even though you may be Maskia in the total absence, the Koshkina will allow you not to be Maskiyah, and for sure it can't be a total absence in the same way. Right? So I include that goof in the argument. That's mommy's what I'm saying. Right? So, Shu'al Merlo, that's what this thing, I'll still ask them in the show. Shu'al Merlo, Abadisa Kedusha To. You have lost, you've destroyed the Kedusha completely. So you see that we're not obviously not tired to be ma'abe, the Kedusha of the thing, that's all. It's clear, but that's the way to put it. The Torah is not concerned with the loss of its Kedusha. It's Kavachomer, but allowed me to lose in the act of Kinyan, I already lost the Kedusha. For what? What's the tamura over here? What's the value that Maitre Sheni got? The chance that maybe the carbon will be okay, that there'll be enough people to finish it up before Nosir, that it won't become Tame. And nonetheless, it said, go ahead, finish up the Kedusha of the Maitre. It's okay with me. So anyway, so I'm taking much less of a risk over here. I'm not finishing up the Kedusha of the Maitre. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong, Robin? So beautiful. Thank you.